Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome. We're making Mondays great. It's what we do on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. It is 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Reminder, Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally get your podcast or on the Odyssey app. So you know, download it. Just click on subscribe and you are all set. Top story. No real answers on the whole drone thing. You think over the weekend, maybe we'd get some clarity. It doesn't appear to be the case. Buccaneers won big, 40-17 over the Chargers. The Jags lost 32-25 to the Jets. Dolphins lose to the Texans 20-12. Navy upset Army 31-13. And Gator fans,
Yeah. Get
ready. Friday, 3:30, Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa. And they're playing Tulane. Not one lane, but Tulane.
Wow.
Better than having to play three lane.
Good point.
But, yeah, that is going to be Friday, 3:30. If you have a real job and you have to work,
Yeah.
You won't be able to make it. Hey, podcaster Joe Rogan, he's even talked about this, you know, drone thing. Mm-hmm. And he said he's genuinely concerned. John Ferguson, CEO of Remote Aircraft System Company in Kansas, claimed in a drawn-out TikTok video on Saturday the drones are attempting to smell either a gas leak, radioactive material, or something else on the ground. Huh?
Could be.
Well, I mean, that's...
We speculated those kinds of things early on. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, we don't have any other real answers, so to speak. You've got, you know, theories, thoughts. Mm-hmm. But Greg's cracked the case. First thing this morning when we're going over stories, Greg's like, yeah. And I even wrote it down. Let's see.
Uh-oh.
Under the heading, drone crap, because that's what you said.
I did, yeah.
You go, yeah, there's drone crap, and then... You talked about a podcast and some other things.
Yeah, there's a guy that I follow that's tied to the auto industry, but also military stuff. And he thinks it's Archer Aviation, which is a company out of New Jersey. They do a lot of Department of Defense stuff. And he said, he thinks that's what it is. They're the size. They can seat 4-6 people, size of a small bus or a van. They're going to be used for air taxis eventually. That's kind of what they're built for. He thinks they're testing them out. I think that's what a lot of it is. So I like his stuff. So yeah.
Okay, and to that I would say, Why can't they tell us that? And I know, I get it. You just said Department of Defense. Mm-hmm. But when does something that is secret or top secret or whatever, it's not a secret that something's going on. So, you know, the bad guys that we would want to keep secrets from.
Uh-huh.
Probably are pretty good at figuring this out. Why don't we know what's going on? Why would they just simply say, oh, this is what we're doing. This is a company that's working for DOD, and we can't tell you any more than that, but don't worry, there's no harm to civilians.
That's a good question, as opposed to all this hoopla and politicians all over the place. And no, I totally agree with you, but it's the government.
Well, here's what you do. You create fear. You create panic. Mm-hmm. And out of that, people will do things out of an emotional state, not out of a thoughtful state. And you're going to have people are going to start shooting at these things.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time, especially when they don't get answers. So the government could be creating a much bigger set of problems by not just being straightforward and say, look, yeah, there's a company that's doing some testing, and they don't even have to get into it.
Yeah.
But we know about it, and we're telling you that Americans are safe, and that's it.
I still think 90% of it, seriously, misidentification.
Really? That much? 90%?
I do. I think people are stupid.
Wow.
They're flying right up there with FAA lights on.
Craig.
They're not trying. Just people, get over yourself.
Very harsh.
Yeah, I know. But I believe it.
Yeah. Why don't you just say what you really mean?
And I'm trying to be nice.
Well, let me give it to you in a vernacular that you can understand.
Yes.
Also, you know, meets with the
FCC requirements.
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
right.
The season. Which,
here's what you're going to bring a season in on
here. Here's what Craig really means.
I know what I'm waiting for.
Drones, bah, humbug.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see. Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat out of Minnesota.
Klobuchar?
Okay. Was on Face the Nation, and she said that we need more transparency from the federal government about these drones and, you know, the mysterious sightings over the... More transparency. Well, aren't you? You're part of the government.
Yeah.
Host Margaret Brennan said, I do want to ask you about these drones on the East Coast because we looked at your record and you actually co-sponsored legislation a few years ago trying to expand authorities to deal with them. Why do you need an act of Congress to deal with this, and why didn't the Democrats move on it? Ooh, good question.
Bam.
Klobuchar said, well, first of all, the administration has repeatedly assured people that they are safe. Oh, so there you go. You can trust your government.
Yeah, Drew. Thanks, Joe.
However,
he just wants the next ice cream cone. Come on.
We need a... Maybe that's what the drones are bringing in.
Delivery to the White House.
Yeah. Yes. Or Chris Christie, but that's McDonald's. Well, I guess the ice cream in the machine works.
What a great meme.
Mm-hmm. All right, so a briefing. We need a briefing for the members of the Senate to figure out what's going on here. Well, to figure out what's going on here? If anybody knows, then you don't have to figure it out. You just have to listen, and they tell you. Hey, figure it out. You mean if enough senators get together, they can figure it out?
Oh, come on.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
She said we need more transparency and appreciated some of the congressman's words because what he is talking about is we need to have a new regulatory rules in place. Right now you have to register a drone if it's over half a pound, and there are penalties if you don't do that. Well, I think we have to make sure that this is enforced with local and state authorities. And then we've got to figure out, do we really want all these drones? Because while they may be safe, who knows what happens in the future? And they have to be within 400 feet. So these things are going to be what? Flying over people's family picnics and over their homes and over beaches?
Oh, you mean like jets full of aviation fuel and 500 people?
Ms. Klobuchar, where have you been? The drone was not invented a week ago.
No.
But now they could be flying over a family's picnic.
Oh, no. If you haven't seen the meme with Chris Christie, you got to check it out. The one that Donald Trump shared. So
Yeah, Trump got a kick out of it because it is funny. And, yeah.
That it looks real. That's believable.
Maybe it is.
Oh,
maybe it is, Greg.
Oh, it could be.
Bah, humbug.
Yes.
It is 6:15. Good morning and welcome. We're making Mondays great. We've got plenty more to talk about, including top stories out of Florida as well and birthday wishes. Pretty special birthday, I'd say. We'll share all of that with you coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Monday. We're here to try to make it great. It is 6:22. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story. No real answers on the whole drone thing. Would like some answers like, oh, nah, there's nothing going on. People just, you know, you get a few reports here and there, and then all of a sudden everybody reports any kind of twinkling light.
Pretty much, which especially around Christmas, you know, come on, they're everywhere.
Or is it more than that? I don't know. It's tiring. We'd like to know. But I will just, here's one more thing. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Oh, okay.
Now, he can be a great guy. Yes.
Oh.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Because he's one of those guys that have proven time and time again.
Uh-huh.
He is a lying sack of worthless fertilizer.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And so let's see what he says. And then from there, we'll know it's the opposite. He said, there are thousands of drones flown every day in the United States. Recreational drones, commercial drones. That is the reality. And in September of 2023, the FAA changed the rules so that drones could fly at night. And that may be one of the reasons why now people are seeing more drones than they did before, especially from dawn to dusk. So, that is the reality. Now, this is the same guy that told you the borders were not open. In fact, he even lied and said the borders were secure. Then he lied and said, no, there's not a crisis at the border, etc. And then finally, when push comes to shove and the people couldn't stand it much longer, he finally said, yeah, perhaps there's a little something going on there.
But Bob, based on that analogy, we're all going to die.
Well, we are.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, that's a given.
Okay.
It's a matter of timing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to assure the American public that we are on it. We are all going to die, you're right. We're working in close coordination with state and local authorities, and it is critical, as we have all said for a number of years, that we need Congress additional authorities to address the drone situation. Is this his answer for everything? Oh, there's a crisis at the border. But we've been trying for years to get Congress to address it. Remember that whole thing?
Everything's Congress.
Well, Congress didn't undo the executive orders Trump had in place. Biden did. So he's using the same line of diluted lying thinking.
He must only have like 3 bullet points of what his responses are going to be. And
my stuffed animal that I received at Christmas in like 65 has more answers than him. You pulled the string. He had 6 or 7 different things he could say.
Uh-huh.
Mayorkas, I think he only has 1 or 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want state and local authorities to have the ability to counter drone activity under federal supervision. What? What does that mean? The ability to counter drone activity under federal supervision. You mean the drone activity is under federal supervision?
But you want Party 5 to handle it?
Yeah, or you want the state and locals to do it, but under your supervision? What?
And do what?
Makes no sense.
What's local law enforcement going to do about a drone? Seriously.
Well, wait.
Are they equipped?
It gets worse.
Oh.
If you're expecting somebody to ask better or deeper questions, then host...
yeah.
George Stephanopoulos said,
"Oh my goodness.
Know, President-elect Trump has put out a post on this. I want to put it on the screen right now. He says mystery drone sightings all over the country. Can this really be happening without our government's knowledge? I don't think so. Let the public know and now. Otherwise, shoot them down. Your response?" Mayorkas said, well, we're aware of the drone sightings. And as I said, I think there are more than 8,000 drones. He just repeats the same thing. He was droning on and on.
See what you did there. See what you did there.
Oh, that guy is so irritating.
He's a piece of work.
Yeah. And then there's George Stephanopoulos.
Did
you hear about this? ABC News and anchor George Stephanopoulos agreed to settle a defamation lawsuit that President-elect Donald Trump had filed. And will pay Trump $15 million attorney fees and issue a public apology.
There's a lot of apologies and clarification coming from the lefties on TV lately, aren't there? Between The View and now this?
And a few begging for pardons. You know, some of the few that actually said no one is above the law. But could you please put me above the law?
Please, Mr. President.
The Hill reported that the news outlet ABC News and Stephanopoulos agreed to issue a public apology and provide $15 million that would go toward Trump's future presidential library. So they don't have to pay it to him directly, I guess, right?
Okay.
The outlet noted that under the settlement agreement, along with $15 million in escrow, ABC News agreed to pay $1 million in attorney's fees and add an editor's note to the bottom of the relevant article. Under the settlement of the agreement, the network will put $15 million in escrow, et cetera, et cetera. ABC must also issue a statement of regret for their slander of the incoming president, which occurred during the election cycle. As was previously reported in March, Trump filed a defamation lawsuit. He claimed that his reputation was besmirched by Stephanopoulos, claiming during an interview with Representative Nancy Mace that two juries found Trump liable for rape in the case against E. Jean Carroll. Well, that's not what occurred.
No.
And so Stephanopoulos and ABC have to pay. Ha ha. And of course, it's not about the money. It's about you people being so, well, stupid, for lack of a better term. It is 6:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we've got plenty of stuff to get to. And we have our friend Nanette Holt from Epic Times coming by around 8:05. So don't go anywhere. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Making Mondays great. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot to talk about. Top story, though, no really anything new or breaking or great information on the drone thing. So, you know, I'll sprinkle it about here and there, but I'm not going to drone on and on about it. Hey, the Bucks won 40-17. They beat the Chargers. They look pretty darn good. Jags, another heartbreaker, 32-25. Lost to the Jets. Dolphins lost to the Texans, 20-12. Navy upset Army, 31-13. And the Gators play Friday in Tampa, the Gasparilla Bowl, taking on Tulane. Game time is 3:30. If you're fortunate enough to have tickets, or you're going to get tickets and you don't have to work late, have fun. Enjoy. Should be a good time, I would imagine. Troubling it is that in this modern era that a cold-blooded, stone-cold alleged murderer could receive $100,000 from people to be used in his defense. We're talking about that Luigi Mangione, 26 years old, charges in Pennsylvania, soon in New York. Fatal shooting of Brian Thompson, the CEO. $100,000 on Give, Send, Go.
So they've watched this guy walk up behind a 50-year-old family man mm-hmm. and kill him on the streets of New York mm-hmm. City. And they think, hey, let's encourage that and help that shoot around just a little bit. Really?
And then you had, Elizabeth Warren make a statement like, you know, yeah, people can only take so much. You know, mm-hmm. oh, this is awful. Shouldn't do this. It's wrong. Yeah. But people mm-hmm. can only take so much. Bernie Sanders is doing the same thing. Well, you know, saying it's wrong, but people's anger at the healthcare insurance industry is, you know, really over the top.
I got a question for you, Bob. Mm-hmm. Who else people get angry at?
Congress.
So if you've had enough, people are going to do something stupid.
But they say, but I didn't want to die and be shot in the back. I guess, you know, people are, at some point are going to say enough is enough.
Didn't want to get, you know, went to a softball, baseball game to play a little bit. You know, didn't want to get shot, but I did by one of Bernie's fans.
It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a bizarre thing. And I know psychiatrists and psychologists, they have different terms for this, support of the bad right. boy and other odd things. And, yeah, people are very frustrated, maybe with the healthcare system and insurers, et cetera. Maybe they are. Well, I know they are. But, again, if somebody is going to take a gun and shoot the CEO of a big company, right. mate, $10 million, so, yeah, let's literally put a target on his back. And somehow, tomorrow, now all of a sudden, anybody who is, you know, surgery was delayed or the insurance wasn't going to cover it, now all of a sudden they will. They are taking, I guess, a look at some of this stuff, but that would be the wrong thing to do because if anything positive happens as a result of this, you can expect more bad behavior. This is the very essence of terrorism.
They'll go, see, we got what we wanted, so let's do it some more. That's why you don't negotiate with criminals and or terrorists.
That's right, because if they get their way, it says, oh, more bad behavior will also be rewarded. Mm-hmm. A legal defense fund for accused UnitedHealthcare CEO killer Luigi Mangione has received more than $100,000 on GiveSendGo after similar sites removed such fundraisers. We are not here to celebrate violence, but we do believe in the constitutional right to fair legal representation, said the group, which had its GiveSendGo fund briefly taken down before being restored on Thursday. Anonymous comments have been pouring in with support for Mangione, who is a Maryland native and a University of Pennsylvania graduate. I was six. I was diagnosed with cancer, one said. I watched as my parents suffered under medical bills not covered by insurance. Once we got back from treatment to see people in our yard bidding on our house, a neighbor had to liquidate their 401k to ensure that we had a place to sleep. Wow. It took mom and dad 20 years of tireless work to get out from under the debt. But I am here now to say, you're a hero. You're a hero.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
You had a chance, at least, to recover from cancer. Mm. The CEO doesn't have a chance to recover.
His kids will never recover from their father being taken away from them.
It is just, it is sad that this is where our society is. Look, there's always going to be a couple of weirdos. They're going to go, yeah, good, I'm glad. But, I mean, really, to raise $100,000 in support of them. Now, does he deserve a legal defense? Sure.
He's got one.
Yeah, that's in the Constitution. Yeah. He's got one. And it is not like he's destitute. His family's got plenty of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Bernie Sanders, then he had to make his stupid statement. Yep. Sanders said Elizabeth Warren, because they asked about her statement, obviously understands killing and murder, shooting somebody in the back is totally unacceptable. But they keep throwing in that but, which takes away from the previous statement, which means, I had to say that to get to this. But what I think has happened in the last few months is that you have seen rising, what you've seen rising up is people's anger at a healthcare industry which denies people the healthcare they desperately need while they make billions and billions of dollars in profit.
So we'll go promote government health care, and then you can really wait and see what happens.
Yeah, and then who are you going to shoot when all this waste and fraud goes up and the health care system suffers and everybody suffers as a patient?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is 6:45. The Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally get your podcasts. Just click on subscribe. Happy Monday. We're making it great on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And it's Monday. And we're here to make Mondays great. All right. Now, this happened a couple weeks ago, actually. But now I guess they're getting more information. There's a video and it shows a mob descending on an intersection in Orange County in the Orlando area. The group of approximately 30 individuals took over the intersection at South John Young Parkway and Central Florida Parkway and then set fires and performed dangerous stunts with their vehicles. Seeing this video, it is nuts, one driver told the local TV station. If you look on TikTok, that's all you see. Donut street racing. They're riots because they're getting hit by their own cars. They have apparently no care of what it cost. This isn't the first kind of thing we've seen. They've shut down different intersections all in different places in the U.S., actually. And then they go do this, their little racing stunts. And, usually ends up with people hurt.
Let me ask you a question. What if people took the approach of Bernie or Pocahontas and said, the average American trying to live their life in this free country, they see this kind of thing, and they can only take so much, and they're going to respond, and they're going to get these people out of their way, and they're going to take those cars out. I'm just saying, I'm just saying.
No, I've got with their line of thinking, if the cause is they're trying to make the cause just when
exactly.
it comes to the murdering
right.
of the healthcare CEO. They're somehow trying to justify it, even though they always go, well, murder and violence is wrong and blah, 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 and then they throw in the but.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So can you somebody put a little lead in their radiators and get their attention? I don't know. Just asking.
As long as the lead is used to repair a leak, Craig.
Oh, of course.
Not propelled at a very high speed.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're so picky.
Mm-hmm.
So picky.
This reckless and violent behavior poses a serious danger to our community. We're committed to holding those responsible accountable. The video footage of the incident shows someone screaming, "There's a baby in the car!" Yeah.
Yeah.
At one point, a car is seen speeding past people with two individuals hanging out of its back windows. So they're asking people when this kind of activity goes on or if they know of this particular activity that has gone on, they want you to call Crimeline. Again, this is the Orlando area that we're talking about. I feel really bad for the people that are just trying to go about their daily lives and get caught up in that mess, according to a law enforcement specialist and retired deputy. He said, I've seen so many road rage shootings, and a large number of them end up being justifiable homicides because the person pulling the trigger is afraid for their lives.
Uh-huh.
So far, police haven't arrested anyone in relation to that particular November 30th incident, but these things do happen. They do go on, and they're dangerous.
Sure they are.
And they have no idea what they're doing, and that's how people get hurt. Now, if you're mm-hmm. participating in an activity in some way, shape, or form, that's one thing.
Right.
Still don't like to see people hurt, but
right.
you know what's going on.
You brought it on yourself.
But if you happen to need to go through that area, drive through that area, whatever,
uh-huh.
that is not...
It's kind of that whole, well, you know, back during the BLM and all that kind of garbage that
exactly.
was going on. You know, a lot of folks are like, hey, I will protect myself and my family, and I'm on a public street just trying to get where I'm going. Yeah.
Yeah, truly fear for mm-hmm. their lives. Like yeah. he said, justifiable homicide. Happy birthday to you. A man believed to be the oldest World War II veteran in Florida will celebrate a milestone on Tuesday. All right, and that is a birthday of
yes,
108.
Wow,
108.
That's amazing.
It really is. Chief Petty Officer William Bill Monfort is the one who'll be doing the celebrating at a care center in Clearwater. A few years ago, his nurse Lisa Weaver decided to ask people to send cards.
I remember that
to him.
Yeah.
yeah. And he received more cards to celebrate his birthday this time around as well. And got a huge reaction. And as of Sunday afternoon, the story had received 122,000 reactions, 43,000 comments, more than 4,000 shares.
Wow.
Despite his age, Monfort, who was among the first radio men to receive Pearl Harbor attack calls, said recently, "I don't feel old."
Huh.
He said, people ask me all the time, and I tell them, maybe 50.
Wow. Maybe he just didn't really feel good at 50. You never know.
He enlisted in the Navy when he was barely 19 years old, survived kamikaze attacks, and was among the first to respond to the Pearl Harbor attack, and his destroyer was just off the coast of Hawaii. I was 2 days out. He said, I left Pearl Harbor on Friday, and it was bombed on Sunday.
Wow.
He said, we shot down a lot of planes. A lot of people over the years have asked me if I was ever scared, and I say, I don't know. Maybe I was, but I had a job to do,
yeah.
and I did it.
Great attitude.
Well, gotta yeah, that's probably how you live to be
uh-huh.
108. And, yeah, social media users all over it. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, he also wished Monfort a happy birthday. Thanks for your service to our country. The state of Florida celebrates and honors you.
Nice.
108. So, yeah.
That's funny. Like 19 years older than my mom. I mean, he's like an adult when my mom was born.
He was serving.
Yeah. Yes.
He was already serving.
Yeah, crazy.
It is crazy. Cards Against Humanity. Now, do you
cards?
Remember when there were cards, when there were like kind of playing cards that had like Saddam Hussein and others
yes,
on
yes.
them? Yeah.
Forgot about those.
Okay. Well, this one, there's a socialist clothing company founder creating disturbing set of cards most wanted CEOs.
Oh,
and this comes
goodness.
In the wake of that CEO being murdered, right?
Wow.
And, yeah, the founder of a socialist apparel brand who has called for the death of corporate executives on social media is planning to sell a deck of playing cards featuring what he calls the most wanted CEOs, complete with their names and faces and other information. Is that not twisted?
That's instigating violence right there. That you are part of the problem.
Well, and we know that there are people who react in an outrageous way just due to the fact that the fund for that Luigi loser is over $100,000.
It's crazy.
And somebody's going to make a deck of playing cards? I don't know.
Man.
Is that within the bounds of free speech in the Constitution? It doesn't seem like it.
No.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Very, very interesting how that'll be treated legally, I guess.
Yeah.
We've got a lot more to talk about. Happy Monday. The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, continues on 97.3 The Sky.